The Western Christian world seems very busy nowadays, especially in peddling how unsafe India is for minorities and how minority rights are being strangled in India. As for the Western Christian world, the realization of religion, culture and truth comes with a prejudiced fixation burdened with a self-proclaimed need to monopolize the entire creation for their one God, the Book and a Holy Ghost. This self-taken burden of the Western Christian world to populate a singular thought process has blurred the thin line between what is ethical and what is fraudulent, what is religious and what is quackery and what is spirituality and what is cacophony. Fomenting trouble. At a time when humanity has realized the necessity of scientific medical interventions, and when India is taking the quantum jump to make healthcare accessible to the last person, an army of Western religious zealots are flooding every nook and corner of the country to fool people with quackery and charm them to conversion on a mission mode. These European preachers, who match the deceit and cunningness of snake charmers, are using their hypocrisy of magical trickery and are driving innocent Indians away from awareness of scientific medical interventions to pursue magical and superstitious healing of diseases. What is more intriguing is that, while these Western religious zealots spread their antipathy against the Indian government's stand on healthcare, they expect the Indian government to provide them with a conducive environment so that they can apply their quackery and comfortably convert the very people which the Constitution has mandated the government to protect. In a healing crusade event organized at Mariani Town, Jorhat, Assam, between October 22 to October 25, 2019, by a Swedish couple Hannah Michaela Bloom and Marcus Arne Henrik Bloom for their evangelical organization called Good News to All People, GNTAP, where they claim to have converted more than 15,787 people by performing magical healings on the old and the young. Astonishingly, the Swedish preacher couple utilized their foreign funds to organize a three-day magical superstitious healing program right under the nose of the Jorhat District Administration, while on tourist visas and openly converted people. The preacher couple went on for three straight days, conducting magical healing on children disregarding the law of the land like the Juvenile Justice Act, violated Drugs and Magic Remedies Act 1954, and the tourist visa norms. While doing all this, the couple conveniently preached to the world how unsafe India is for minorities and how strangled is freedom of religion in India. Overlooking human rights of Hindus. While considering the Christian Western world's pretense on the supposed insecurity of minorities in India, it would remain incomplete without highlighting the not-so-old memory of the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom, USCIRF, which connivingly placed India on the list of countries of particular concern and opportunely overlooked human rights violations of Hindus in Pakistan. Perhaps the self-certified accreditation agency never misses out on an opportunity to lecture the world about religious freedom as it wants to blackmail the world into fulfilling the Great Biblical Commission, or it is just one uncanny coincidence that almost all heads of the USCIRF are Christians and no other co-religionist got any chance in so-called multicultural America. Maybe the USCIRF is like that one crazy lad we all know who would make the most considerable hue and cry if his mistakes are pointed out so as in the future, people overlook his mistakes to avoid facing those tantrums. Earning without work permit. Since the entire Western Christian world, USCIRF and BBC in particular, is so bothered with the insecurities of minorities inside India, it becomes a moral obligation for me as an Indian to highlight at least a few of the achievements of their citizens. This one, John Roughton from Virginia, USA, openly operates a Christian evangelical organization by the name of Spirit of Faith Church inside Nagaland and by the name of Nisi Church in Assam, which in all likelihood, is registered in the US. But interestingly, while searching for FCRI registration for both entities operated by John Roughton, we could not find one, thus cementing the suspicion that John Roughton is circumventing Indian laws and regulations to funnel foreign funds. Since John Roughton is a US citizen, it is more than evident that the funds he utilized in founding and operating the Spirit of Faith Church are foreign funds and are violative of the FCRI laws of India. Moreover, it is clearly visible from the attached screenshots that John Roughton is organizing public events while traveling on a tourist visa. Subsequently, as a common practice in churches, it is pretty standard that John Roughton is also receiving donations which again amounts to earning in India without a valid work permit. Concomitantly, John was also a very active anti-vaccine advocate and can be seen multiple times resorting to anti-vaccine and anti-lockdown propaganda. It is also worth mentioning that John Rowton and his Spirit of Faith Church organized mass public events in Nagaland even when the entire country was under lockdown. Lastly, John Rowton and his Spirit of Church also perform magical healing on people where they supposedly heal people from a ghost infestation. Therefore again, violating the Drugs and Magic Remedies Act 1954 and 2 without any legal consequences, maybe BCOZ he enjoys complete diplomatic patronage from the Western Conversion Corporation that would scream intolerance if confronted. Now let us look at another UK-based organization's endeavor called Heart for India, which works in India and is registered with the Charity Commission of England and Wales with the registration number 1,088,138. However, the very first thing one cannot miss out on is their self-declared motto i.a. advancement of the Christian religion primarily in India, for which they had reportedly spent around £62,703, equating to 6,318,205.09 in Indian rupees in the financial year 21-22 alone. Moreover, Heart for India also declares their earlier name was PACAD or Plant a Church a Day, which again is self-explanatory and clearly establishes their objective. The Heart for India, in turn, has an array of other organizations who furthermore operate other organizations to achieve the conversion goal in India. For example, Heart for India collaborated with another US-based organization, Christ for India, to fund the New India Church of God run by Pastor John Abraham, who operates 4,500 churches and 17 orphanages across India and has apparently converted more than 600,000 Hindus in the last decade alone. Perhaps, the rate at which the Western Christian world is invested in achieving a blanket conversion in India is not being realized at an anticipated rate. Since their investments are not getting the foreseen traction, the Western Christian world has deduced this into intolerance and strangulation of minority rights in India. The Western Christian world also had, at times, left no stone unturned to imply that all practices of Indians and Hindus, in particular, are highly unscientific and that only their way paved the path for scientifically achieving oneness with God. Therefore, it is only apt that before concluding this article, we shed some light on the scientific methods they propagate, especially in the Northeast. Nevertheless, it is reasonably clear that there is a larger plan and program in play orchestrated by the Western Christian world that wants to blackmail India into submission, that wants to pressurize the Indian government to hand out a red carpet welcome while they execute their subversive policies. However, the Western Christian world has also realized that they are today aware and more vigilant than before and, with time, will only become resilient, thus, suddenly giving rise to this urgent need to target India and the Indian government's image globally.